The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are continuing our series looking at cost of living issues. We were talking about groceries yesterday. We're going to be looking at issues around insurance tomorrow and later in the week. But Dara Cassidy is the head of communications at bonkers.ie and he's here to talk about energy prices. So can you give us a sense, Dara, because you and I have spoken a bit, you know, in the wake of maybe individual announcements. Mm-hmm. Give us a sense of the broad picture of kind of how many different increases we've seen announced by whom over the last little while.
Sure. So there's been some prices going up and some prices going down and some prices staying the same. So it's been a little bit unusual in that respect. I would say, though, that does show that there's some amount of competition, because if they were all doing the exact same thing, we'd probably be complaining even more. But the big issue, I think, is that electricity prices are on the way up again. Now, it has to be pointed out, Electric Ireland, the biggest supplier in the country, did decide not to raise its electricity prices. But most of the other suppliers did, such as SSE Electricity, Bord Gáis Energy, Pinergy. They've all increased their prices by around maybe 10 to 15%, as well as the standing charge. They have, though, left their gas prices unchanged. So that is one, I suppose, small positive. And actually, Electric Ireland is even decreasing its gas prices by 4% from the 1st of November. But mind you, our gas prices are still around double what they were pre-Ukraine war levels. So it's kind of a bit of a phallic victory in some senses.
And what's the rationale given for those companies who are increasing them as to why they're increasing them?
There's a few things, but the main point they seem to be making is that we need a lot of investment in the grid over the coming years for various reasons. We have a rapidly growing population. We have a lot of data centres. We also need to update the grid to take on board all the renewable energy that we want to produce. So we often talk about renewable energy and solar energy and wind bringing down prices. I kind of don't think it's going to lower prices as much as people think. And on the flip side, in the short to medium term, or at least in the very short term, the grid needs money. It needs investment to cope with all of this wind.
And is that happening, though, that investment? You know what I mean? If they're saying we're increasing your prices now because all of this needs to happen with the grid, it would suggest that the increased money they're taking from me is going into that. So it's happening now, is it?
Yes, it is, but it's going to happen more over the next few years.
So more pricing. If it's increasing prices now, it'll do so to a greater degree in the future?
Potentially. So over the past 2 years, the CRU, the energy regulator, approved an increase in investment in the grid that was the equivalent of around €130 per household. So that's passed on to suppliers. Suppliers then usually pass that on to consumers. And that's kind of the main excuse or the main reason that they're giving for having to increase electricity prices. And also the wholesale prices still remain high. They're still around double normal levels. You'll often hear reports of them falling, but they fell from a ridiculously high level. Like at one stage, the price of electricity was up 900% on the wholesale market. Now, no one's bills went up ninefold or tenfold. So all the increase wasn't passed on, so that's why all the decrease hasn't been passed on either. But there's a bit of a double whammy. You know, we've high wholesale prices and we also have these network charges and costs for investing in the grid going up as well.
So how do the prices that we pay in Ireland compare to other European countries?
They're high. Traditionally, our gas prices have been a little bit closer to the EU average. And like, in fairness, when you then look at our wage levels, it would be even more positive in some respects. But I mean, that would probably be cold comfort for some people. And of course, we have quite a bit of a, you know, a damp climate here. And a lot of people would spend more trying to heat their homes than they would in other countries. But our gas prices are around maybe the fifth or the sixth highest in the EU. Our electricity prices are much, much closer to being the most expensive. I think Germany beats us at the moment. That's because they closed all of their nuclear power plants a few years ago. Wasn't a wise decision in retrospect. And they've been really kind of, I suppose, struggling to kind of cope with the loss of nuclear power. So we're very expensive for electricity in particular. And actually with electricity, when you look at the net price of electricity, because believe it or not, gas and energy is one of the few things that the government taxes us on a lot less than other European countries. So it's only 9%. When you strip that out and you look at the net price of electricity in particular, we're way above the EU average. So there's kind of something not really working.
Yeah,
I was
going to ask. I mean, if you strip out the money that we're paying on each bill to fund the grid upgrades, it sounds like we'd still be relatively high compared to the European average.
Yeah, no, we would. And when you look at then maybe the net price before the governments have interfered and added on their taxes and charges, like, so for example, Germany, for example, they add on a lot of taxes and charges. So does Denmark, which a lot of people won't be surprised to hear. You know, Denmark is a very socialist country, but they use that money to pay for obviously great things. But when you look at that net price, like, we're very, very high, you know, about maybe 50 or 60% above the EU average. So we're kind of suggest that particularly on the electricity side, for various reasons, we have a dispersed population. I think we have older, more inefficient generators. They're smaller. We're not benefiting from economies of scale. We have a very isolated grid. We can't import electricity cheaply from other countries as well. So there's a whole host of reasons, I guess, why prices are kind of high on the electricity side. But again, that's, you know, cold comfort for listeners who are struggling with their bills.
Well, I want to ask about what the government might do, because this is in the context of the budget. But I'll ask you the question I always ask. What could people do?
Well, there's a few things people can do, and the first thing is to switch. Now, anyone who listens to me will know I say this all the time, but you can absolutely still save money by switching. Yes, prices are going up. So sometimes people think, oh, why would they bother switching, Kieran? Why do they bother switching, Dara, if prices are going up? But if you stay with your existing supplier, their prices have gone up by about 10 to 15%, and you won't get that new customer discount that you get for switching. So if you switch, you can get a discount of maybe 20 to 30%. And at the moment, that would save you around 700 to 800 euro a year. Now, we'll probably get talking about energy credits in a few minutes, but last year the government gave us an energy credit of 250 euro. The year before that it was 450 euro. There's a lot of debate as to whether or not there's going to be any energy credits. I would say to listeners, that's your energy credit. In fact, that's last year's and this year's energy credit combined. Outside of switching, looking at ways to use less electricity and energy around the home, the SEAI has lots of helpful tips and information. So does bonkers.ie. I know when you start talking about some of those tips, people's eyes begin to roll, you know, turn off the lights, take shorter showers. But there are things that we can all do that do add up. And then finally, very quickly, if someone is on a smart tariff, they can look at using energy outside of those peak hours.
So you mentioned the credits. That was the big intervention over the last couple of years. We're not going to get them across the board this year. We know that. Regardless of what surprises may come on budget day, I think we can say that's not going to be one of them. Not across the board anyway. What could the government do practically that might reduce energy prices?
Yeah, there's a few things. It can commit to keeping the 9% rate of VAT. So we do, in fairness to the government, have quite a low rate of VAT. Now, in the UK, it's 5%, but in some other European countries, it's 23%. So it's much, much higher. But the government could commit to keeping the 9% rate of VAT and not increasing it to 13.5%. Because if it does do that, it's going to add around maybe 60 to 65 euro a year to the average annual electricity bill and around 50 euro to the average annual gas bill, which I think is the last thing that people need. It could look at more targeted measures as well. So you have, for example, the winter fuel allowance. That's a 33 euro weekly payment. That could be increased. It hasn't been increased for the past few years, I don't think. There's also the free electricity allowance, which is paid as part of the household benefits package.
Yeah.
That's 35 euro a month, and that hasn't been increased in a while either. So those social welfare measures could be increased. In the longer term, though, I would like to see the government, like, if we're talking about energy here, so forget grocery prices, forget anything else. If we're talking about helping people with energy, I would prefer to see the money go off people's bills and not being put into people's bank accounts, because that is the best way you're going to help people. And previously, with the free electricity allowance as part of the household benefits package, if you were with Electric Ireland and Flowgas and Bord Gáis Energy, I think it was actually a credit against your bill. The government has removed that because not all suppliers could offer it as a credit. So they felt it was a little bit anti-competitive. And in some ways, I get where they're coming from. But what they've done now is that anyone new who applies for us, it's not being taken off your bill. It's being put into your bank account. And I would kind of argue the better thing to have done would have been to have made it available as a credit from all suppliers.
Well, listen, all that conversation and all that talk about the increasing cost of energy, or, well, not across the board, as Dara says, but largely an increase in cost of energy is going to come as cold comfort after the break, because we're going to have John Isle here talking about the increasing cost of groceries, the increasing cost of airport charges, and the increasing cost of financial scams on people's wallets. It's all bad news. It's all bad news. Anyway, Dara, thanks a million. Dara Cassidy, Head of Communication at bonkers.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.